a good team performance, and we made a couple of changes. They were predominantly enforced. Bange wasn't quite ready. Lomre wasn't quite ready to start tonight. He got a bit of a knock on Saturday. We managed to finish the game, but he was just a little bit sore yesterday morning, and we just took a precaution on him and played Bobson at right back. And bless his heart, he shows his versatility. He's such a such a great kid, wants to be the best player on the pitch all the time. He's a bit like Jimmy Smith. They got this real great attitude. They want to be the best player all the time. He loves his football, and if wherever you ask him to play, it's just yep, no problem, and gets on with it. And you saw that again tonight. And we obviously just moved him a little bit forward towards the end. Gwion had got a couple of knocks, and obviously I knew that he was joining up with the Welsh team tomorrow. I spoke with Chris Coleman this morning, and he wants Gwion in his squad, and so, you know, for that last couple of minutes I just managed to just get him off the pitch and in one piece. And it's tinged with a little bit of sadness, the fact that I'm going to lose him on Saturday against Peterborough, as well as Joe, but very proud and delighted the fact that he's been called up to the full national team. And you see Gwion Edwards, Joe Walsh, both of Crawley Town, lining up in the same squad as Gareth Bale of Real Madrid. Who'd ever thought?
Eddie times, yeah.
Yeah,
and performance tonight, a few other guys gave a go to. I mean, Lewis Young, he seems to do well in this competition. He was brilliant in the last round. I thought it was excellent tonight. There's anything missing from the performance tonight? It was a few more goals.
Yeah, and we got into some great positions, and it didn't quite have the finishing touch on it. Sometimes we got a little bit erratic when we got into their penalty box. Lewis actually had a couple of chances in the first half where he's overrun the ball. Maybe had his touch been better, but you know, a very energetic performance from him. He deserved his place in the team tonight, and he probably tired a little bit in that last 5 or 10 minutes, but he put in an enormous amount of legwork in the previous 80 minutes or so. So I was delighted with him and Gavin and Matt that came into the team, Bobson of course, and Big Sonny at the back. You know, Big Sonny Bradley's a worthy competitor in there alongside Dean Leacock. We obviously without Joe Walsh tonight, who's away with the national team, and Sonny filled in his berth there at the back very, very well. He didn't put a foot wrong throughout the whole of the 90 minutes, and he's tremendous in his own penalty box, and he's tremendous in the opposition box as well. He's a real threat, Big Sonny. So I have no fears about him coming into the team and playing. He's been very patient, waiting for his chance. And Big BJ come back in goal as well, and he kept a clean sheet. So his last two matches have both been clean sheets. So if anyone deserves to have an argument with me, it's him. And I ain't going to argue with him, to be honest.